more money, but right. if you don't succeed in the game, as the time goes on, you're losing money.
Yep, yep.
And because it's the value of your property, because it's been taken over by the giant corporation.
Yep.
So if you lose that game, you've just spent, you know, 2 minutes losing money for nothing. So right, it is a gamble to get that high score.
Have you got that playable? Can we see that? Or is that what you're working on?
He's just implementing getting the money back.
Cool. Is it? Can we see any of the other game? Just like see it running.
Yeah, it does run.
Yeah. Yeah, it all runs.
Apple, let's have a look at.
Okay. Talk us through your game.
It starts off with a splash screen showing our logo. The next up is the actual logo of the game, which is Faceless Giant. I think Faceless Giant is just meant to be a metaphor for big corporations and basically the man that everyone's that likes to talk about and stuff like that.
Yeah. The man.
The game hits us with a little introduction to what the game's about. And basically the whole giant corporation and stuff like that.
Okay.
Can we hit space? So basically here we've got a grid, which is, and then your task is to get to the man before the time runs, before the time gets too high. And as Chris said, your money is actually going down with every tick of the second. So basically your objective is to get there as soon as possible. You have certain squares which connect you to little mini games, but I'll show you with this one, which was going to take us to this mini game, which gives us an explanation of the mini game. And this one's basically Oncoming Suits, which is a sort of Space Invaders type of game. But
you don't get to shoot your timing.
Yeah, basically your timing, the attack of leaves, which are supposed to be soiling the businessman's suits. So, and then basically their objective is to get to you, and when they get to you, you actually lose the game. And then in losing the game, it would block your path, and then you would have to choose another route to get to the man, increasing the amount of time that you've spent trying to get to him, which basically means you will have even less money at the end of the game.
So there's graceful degradation that if you make a mistake on one mini game, it does have a cumulative negative effect, but not necessarily instantly horrible.
Great irony is that you're trying to get all your money back while fighting the man.
Yeah. So if I just skip past this with my pre-made path, you'll see it takes us to the war done screen, and then from there, press space. Takes you to the high score, where you get to enter your three initials.
Okay.
Just to show you that works. Press enter. Tom's up in there.
Yay!
Hit space. Takes you back to the main menu for you to have another go.
Okay, that's really cool. That's nice. Cool.
So the other game you've got in, you've got the Space Invaders Type 1, and you've got.
And we've got Pong Meets Breakout.
Cool.
Is it Breakout?
Yeah. Can you show us that? Yeah.
Yeah, basically this one.
Rock fight.
Okay. Yeah, we've got a rock fight. You see the man that's got stacks of cash, which builds his sort of barrier before you get to him. And then you've got your little pennies, which isn't as much defense. And then basically your objective is to break through his defense so you can get to the man. And that's, again, going to give you another square that you can to get your path to get to him.
Sounds to me like he's actually quite a tough cookie on this implementation.
Yeah, this one is bad. We're thinking we're thinking of slowing him down a bit because
so
he's
actually
got
really
a gold plated.
Taking a nice game, general. Oh, sorry, I beg your pardon. Taking a general game concept and actually made it fit the theme.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that was your recommendation that they weren't actually fitting in.
Yeah.
So we just kind of made them fit in.
Blame me.
For all the extra work.
So I've seen there, and then now because I've just lost that, it blocks that path. And say this was a proper game, there'll be some extra objects in a way, sort of thing. So therefore, it's more possible for us to not be able to reach him. And if we're not possible to reach him, then that would result in a game over.
Yeah.
Okay, that's brilliant.
That's cool.
You've
got three games.
You've made a game.